Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and wake up now. You're the father. Oh, oh, oh.
the Sphinx and the Pyramid. They've been here 12,000 years. You charted the heavens with your eyes. Flew your spaceships through the sky. You crossed the Alps on an elephant's back. To save your land, let's talk about that. Brother, you're the father of the earth. Come on, we go now.
Let's save all the children. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Friday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight I have with me Elder Dr. Ray Fontroy, and we are going to be, let's talk about it with Elder Dr. Ray Fontroy. Okay, Brother Ray, you with me?
I'm with you all the way, my dear. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to share our information and to begin to organize those who want to be organized in such a time as this. Thank you so much, and thank the listeners for calling in and putting in their comments and suggestions as we go through this, we hope to be an educational process.
Yes.
And by the way, we're talking about solutions. You know, we don't want to continue to talk about, we know what the problems are. We know who's behind the problems. Now what we've got to do is talk about and get some things done to end or to take control of what happens to us in our communities and our families. Everybody else seems to be doing okay, I guess. But I know that we still have some real serious problems among us. And if we don't solve them, they will not be solved. And I always said, if we are the problem, then we are the solution.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, hopefully people will, you know, see this need that we, you know, we have a need in our community that we have to fix. This is something that we have to do, and we have to do it in love. We have to do it in love. It's not, you know, it's not a physical fight. It's a spiritual fight. And the drums are doing it in a spiritual way.
Well, yes, it is a spiritual warfare we're involved with. And that's why we suggested the way to address it and to attack it is to understand, one, who we are and who God is.
Yeah.
That's very important in my opinion. And so that's why we instituted the drum call back in February of last year. And it's going strong. It's all over the world. People are beginning to understand that this is a spiritual warfare and that we must call on the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life, that we must call on the creator to come do battle with this demon that is attempting to take over his world. We believe that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and those that dwell therein. But we are being slaughtered all over the planet. And we must come together, and we must address these issues. And as Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. So I'm saying, again, by any means necessary, we must defend our families and our communities. We must stand together. And at that point, it's not black versus white. It's wrong versus right that every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. And we need to understand what that means. And to bring those who are willing to stand for what is just and what is right and what's good for the least of us is good for everybody. So it's time for us, the people of goodwill, to come together. Dr. King almost did it back with the Poor People's Campaign when he brought the whites and the blacks and all religions together to march together, to stand together. Of course, you know what happened. It was working, so they murdered him. And the same people in control of this country right now, we need to talk about it. We need to know about it. And we need to know who we are and what we can do about it. Okay, and so that's where we are, and that's where we hope that people will begin to understand that the power is in us. You know, how we sit back and allow the 1% of the 5% of the world population to rule and control us with their wickedness and their rudeness and their murderous attitudes. And that's who's in control. And that's why we're having the problems we're having today all over the world. So if we don't stand, who's going to stand? You know, if we don't stand, no one else will. Not for us. We must stand for ourselves. And who better to stand for us than our people. We need to stand for up and stop this craziness that's going on, killing our children, raping our babies, and injecting us with these poisons, and telling us it's good for us, and telling us, lying to us about these so-called pandemics that they have put in motion. They spray us every day, and they control our food supply, and they put poisons in our food supply. I don't mind saying it. It's the truth. And until we understand that that's what's going on and that we have the power to change it, and the power comes through what we're doing, we believe. The drum call comes on Sunday, every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that goes around the world. It started here. We started it here in Miami, Florida. And it took off across the state of Florida and now across the country. And not only through people, melanated people, but people of all races who believe and understand what the drum is. Because some people do understand that when God created man, he created one man. And we have developed from that one man to where we are now, many men, many women. So we got to understand that and know that the power is in us as the children of God, and it's in us to stand up and to use that power. Yes, we have to deal with their bombs and their poison and their water, the poisons they did put in our water, and we look to a system, an injustice system, but we know who put the poisons in the water, but none of them have been punished by this system, because it's not a godly system, not a system of God. You know, it's a wicked, run by the evil and wicked ones who are attempting to rule the world. They said they wanted to rule it, and now they think they're in position to do so. But when we take a stand and pray for divine intervention, that drum call is a prayer for divine intervention. We're asking the Creator to come. And we're asking people to lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. And we've got to do these things. It's in us. You know, this spirituality is in every man. If you just call it up and let it go, you know, let it fly. So we are in the position now to make a stand. And I think once we make the stand, God will see, hear our cry, and will come to aid us in this time of need. We are in a real time of need as we speak.
Yes, I agree.
You know, we hear all these news reports. I heard one today. I wanted to comment on it. And, you know, the food supply is getting low. That's all part of their plan to starve us out. You know, they've overpopulated this country. They slithered into this country and has taken over our Congress and our Senate, and they control it. They control it with their money, with our money. Now they're controlling with our money because that's our tax money they're using. And we don't know these things. We don't know that the IRS and the Internal Revenue, the Internal Revenues and the Fed, they're not people who fought for this freedom we have in this country. They're not the people who fought, bled, and died for this freedom. They've come in, they've taken it over, and they're running it the way they want. They're making the laws to suit themselves. They're taking the money for themselves. And we always say this: follow the money, you're going to find the problem. But when you find the problem, what do? You know, and that's what we're here for tonight, to try to discuss and figure out what we have to do ourselves and to stop this slaughter of God's people. The human race is what it appears.
Brother Ray, I want to ask you a question. At your Walmart, is it being replaced with just self-service?
What's that question again?
Is your Walmart is it just self-checkout?
Oh, I don't know. I know that Walmart, the owners of Walmart are part of the problem. I know that Walmart's a part of the problem.
Yeah.
And,
yes,
you know, that's what I'm saying.
weekend. Forgive me. I went to Walmart today, and I was really surprised. It's all self. And, you know, I just thought, you know, man, Walmart makes enough money to pay for employees to be behind the, you know, to check you out. And I was just like, man, that's a shame. Look at all the jobs that are being lost. But they holler nobody wants to work.
No, they're liars. And they know what they've done. They set all of this up. And they put it in play. And we sat back and we did nothing. We followed a leadership that took money to do what they've done. And that's nothing for the people. And that includes black and white elected officials, so-called elected officials. And we've been fighting that issue for a long time. And I'm one of those who went through the breadth and the width of the south of this country to register people to vote when they were killing us for attempting to register to vote when we were going through all those changes. So I know for a fact that our vote does not count. And no matter how we vote, we always come up on the losing end. So how does 80% of the population wind up on the losing end of an election? How did the immigrants in Miami, Florida in 1980 take over? When they came here, the indigenous people, or should I say the melanated people, were 80% of the population. And they brought these non-melanated people in, put them in control, gave them jobs, didn't even speak the language here, gave them jobs and gave them money, gave them credit, gave them businesses with our tax money, and put them in the economic power position, and therefore took over the politics. And I'm telling you what I know, what I witnessed, what I saw. I tried to fight it, but again, our people, those who melanated people here who were in position, did everything they could to keep that information from getting to the people, and then the people, even if they had the information, would not move to do anything, would not organize. We had marches.
Nope.
We tried to get people to hold your money. Christmas is coming. Stop spending your money with people who don't want you around. Stop spending your money with people who take it all out of your community. You know, we should have the same opportunity in our community where we own the gas station, where we own the corner store, where we have our own grocery stores and our clothing stores. But we have none of that. That was all blocked. And the people couldn't see the wisdom in organizing yourselves, organizing your community, building and opening your own grocery stores, which we attempt to do here, building and owning your own economic base. And there's a way to do that. But again, if you don't have support from the people, you know, it's an uphill battle. And it's unnecessary to have to fight that way. We had some issues here with the oil spill in Florida, in the Gulf of Mexico. We had that oil spill in 2010. So we just asked the people, okay, we know who did it. Britain was behind this. We proved that. And we said, don't buy BP gas, British Petroleum. Well, it worked. And the people stopped buying BP gas. And BP gas almost went out of business. But well, they were smart. They're slick people. They opened up another company, Marathon, and I don't know whatever else they have by now because they probably got many more. But it works if you hold your money. And if you hold your money, you can see exactly, even though the so-called president of the United States is talking about sanctions, that's boycott, y'all. That's what that is. They call it sanctions. You know, sanctions, they just don't want, they're not going to spend their money with that person or with that country.
Right.
Okay, but what has happened, it has backfired on them, and now there are 198 countries who say they ain't going to spend their money with the United States. So that's what you're seeing going on out here. There are countries who say they're not going to buy anything from us because they are tired of these Americans, these white boys running this country, coming into their countries, killing their leaders, and taking over their governments for their natural resources. That's what the bottom line is, okay? And we're sitting here in the catbird seat, black folk, and we can change this thing with those who will join us and agree with us, whatever the race or color or religion they are, if they want peace and justice, then you have to do it this way. We cannot fight these people with their weapons, and they can't fight us with our weapons, the spiritual weapons. Because
yes.
This is a spiritual warfare. And we can win this thing if we use the weapons of God. So, I mean, it's not a hard thing to understand, and it's not a hard thing to do, you know, because they're not paying any attention to the laws that we fought for. They don't pay anything to the Constitution of this country. They don't. They don't
no.
care none about that. They don't care none about the laws that we passed to protect
no, they don't.
The people. Okay, and it's the same people. We know who they are. They've been abusing us since they got here. Some people say since we got here, but we've always been here. This is our land.
Yeah.
When they came, they found us here. Okay. So we need to understand that and stand on that. And there are many people who know that and believe that. But if you believe it, you got to stand on it. So we're standing on our belief. And we're supporting the cause, the movement. It takes support to do these things. You know, I came up under Martin Luther King Jr., so I know the movement. And no, I wasn't satisfied with everything that went down, but I was just a follower. I was not a leader. And so I didn't have any say, but I did what I was told. I did my voter registration thing. And when I came down here to Miami, Florida, I was from Washington, D.C., y'all. And when I moved down here for the tropical beauty here, I moved down here and I realized that the melanated people here in Miami, Florida were far behind the rest of the country. I mean, it was awful. And I moved here in 1978. When I saw that, I said, I can't sit down on this and do nothing. So I've been working ever since and trying to get us to see the power that we have to change the condition. No reason our young people should be out here looking for work and can't find it, because we should be providing work for them. And we should be pooling our resources to make sure that we build what we need to protect our families and our children and make sure that they can have a future. But we've not done that. You know, still trying to get on with the government and saying, well, that's our money. Yes, our money, but they're not giving it to us. So what are you going to do about that? Yes, it's our money. They're giving it to everybody but us. They're bringing people from other countries, setting them up, and you have to see it to believe it. I'm right here in the middle of it in Miami. You have to see it to believe it, but you won't believe what I'm telling you. But if you ever come down here, then you'll see. And it's happening in your cities as well. Someone called me today, in fact, and said that the Afghanistans are getting free education, and I think it's in Virginia. They're getting free education at one of our black institutions, and it's an outrage that we sit back and allow this. It's an outrage. We need to shut that whole school down and shut this government down. We have to do it, and only we can do that. Now, we'll tell you that back in the 90s, the University of Miami, which is a racist university, and I'll say it a million times, I don't care who's listening, a racist university who had 11 white South African students on campus free of charge. And this was in the 90s. I can't remember the exact year, but it was in the 90s. And I started organizing. I organized a demonstration in the rush hour traffic, because if you're going to demonstrate, that's a good time to demonstrate, y'all. Put my signs up. I went in and I got students from the university and explained to them what was going on, and they were outraged. So we all got signs and we stood up in the rush hour and with our picket signs on the main drag, US-1. And of course, the president of the university called me in and called some lawyers in and some powerful white folk in and tried to intimidate me, but they couldn't. And they'd never seen a black man who would stand up to them and tell them, go jump. No, we're not here for that. We're here to change to change this. Anyway, we demonstrated until they said that they paid their tuition. They wouldn't pay the blacks. Tuition. I mean, you couldn't even get in there then. But the point is, and if we don't say something or do something about it, it won't happen. So those of us who are talking about it, organize. You know, organize. You can do this in your own community. You can do it with your family, with your neighbors, with your high school friends. They got to face this racism one place or another and deal with it.
Yeah.
And when we do that, and one of the most effective ways to deal with it is to hold your money. Don't spend your money with these people. One of the things we're doing right now is we're asking people to, on the 15th of April, that if you've checked your electric bill and it's been padded with an extra $20 or whatever it's padded with after the initial charge, they are ripping us off and they are doing what Mr. Bush called fleecing of America. They told us they were going to do this when George Bush was, Daddy Bush was president. He called it the fleecing of America and tried to blame it on poor black women, which was, you know, another one of their lies that they tell. And we, you know, we kind of went for it. But now they're fleecing us. They're really fleecing us. And our money is coming from our pockets to everywhere in the world but to us. And we're sitting back accepting it like it's okay. Now, I mean, that's a lot to take in. But if you're honest with yourself, you'll know that something's wrong. And if you're honest with yourself, you'll know that we are being controlled by these evil ones in high places. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the rulers of the darkness of the world, evil and wickedness in high places, Mr. President. Okay, so we have to acknowledge that. And I listened to another show earlier today. And all they were talking about was Democrats, Republicans. And I'm saying, wait a minute. When are we going to wake up? Democrats or Republicans are the same people doing the same thing. They've always been in control of our government, whether they were Democrat or Republican, and we've always gotten the shorter end of the stick, even though we were the majority of the people. And that's in every city. Wake up, people. You got to wake up. You know, take a look at it.
Right.
You know, and you gotta garner some courage, you know, and have a plan. Now, we do have a plan of action that we believe will work. We do have a plan. We're going to put it up so that you'll be able to see it, read it, and agree or disagree with it. But we have to do something, y'all. We have to do something. Some ugly days are coming. We've been warned for years. There's some ugly stuff coming our way. But let them come on, and I'll say, come on, and let us stand together. And once we stand, you know, firmly on our belief system, we can change this. And you will see the hand of God work on your behalf. You will see it. I believe it. I've seen it before. You know, I've seen it before. I was doing voter registration in a place called Hopewell, Virginia. This is back in the 60s. And guys pull up beside us in the car with shotguns. We saw the fire from the shotguns, and nothing touched our car. Nothing touched us. And I had a car full of college students on our way to do voter registration. And, you know, that's just proof to me. That was a confirmation, you know. But we were young, and we didn't know how to follow through on that. We should have. But thank God nothing happened to us. So I'm just saying to you, you know, take the courage. Stand up. We're going to be all right. And I'd like to also say, you must arm yourself. You must defend yourself and your family, your children. Arm yourself. You have a right to arm yourself. And I'm not talking about what this so-called Constitution has said to us. I'm talking about what the Creator of the universe has said. Protect yourself. Okay? And you can do that. And one of the stories that I love so much, not so much that for what it did, but for what it means. God sent little David, to fight Palestinians. Forgive me for that one. Fight these Philistines, okay? Goliath, if you can remember the story.
Yes.
Where Goliath was so strong, so powerful. He had all the bombs. He had all the weapons, all the satellites and the airplanes and the tanks and all the stuff that he had. And little David went out there with some rocks and a slingshot.
Yes.
He knocked him down, as God told him. Took his sword when he knocked him down. Took his sword from him and cut his head off. And that ain't turning no cheeks, y'all. See, that ain't hanging on your knees, getting your head cut off. No, that ain't that. So we need to call on little David. and I know he's out there. We're allowing him to lock him up now and kill him because the little Davids out there, these young brothers who are willing to fight, but they need to be helped and organized. You know, they need to be taught the word of God, the true word of God. And they need to know there's nothing wrong with defending yourself. Okay, you don't go to kill nobody, but you ain't going to let nobody kill you and your children. You're going to stand up for what you believe and defend them. So that's, you know, I know that's some that's difficult for some people to handle. But if we don't, we all going to get wiped up, and this planet will be in their control. But I don't think God's going to let that happen. I really don't believe that. I believe that he's going to intervene because we're asking him to every Sunday, 3 o'clock all over the world, intervene.
Yeah.
Even our Aboriginal brothers down in Australia, they're praying too. All out through the Caribbean, in Venezuela, in Brazil, they're praying. A lot of them are praying and praying for God to intervene. And they're singing, lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, the Dominican Republic, all over. Oppressed people are saying, we can't fight them. No, you can't. Not with their weapons. But you can stand on the word of God. And you can pray, and you can sing, and you can ask for divine intervention. That's my prayer. Intervene, Lord. We need you now. You know, your people
yes,
are being slaughtered. We need you. And if you think that it's happening in what's the place where they over with the Russia trying to clean them Nazis out? Ukraine, in the Ukraine, and. Because he doesn't want them to take his country over, and they've been trying, and some of us don't know our history, that Russia fought on the side of the United States in the World War II, taking over his country. Ukraine was part of the country. Russia fought them, and he's fighting them again.
Yeah.
And we're up here accepting this racism that they bring on the planet. These are wicked, evil people. You know, we cannot be afraid of them. And they're all over us. They're all over this country. So you're going to run into them one way or another, you know.
Yeah.
Just get yourself. Yeah, just get prepared for it. You have to be prepared. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but for those of us who've been around long enough to see it and know it, and we always say God chose the old because we know the way, chose the young because you're strong, and we can't make it without you, and you can't make it without us. So let us come together, organize ourselves, and deal with this craziness. This government is not for justice. It's not for us. It's been controlled. They're doing all manner of things, but no weapon formed against God's people will prosper. No weapon.
That's so, right.
We just got to get courage and stand up.
Yes.
And run.
Brother, we have a caller.
Okay.
We have a caller with their hand up. Do you mind if we bring in the caller now?
Yes, bring them on in. I hope they have questions.
Okay. Area code 424. Area code 424. If you have yourself on mute, take yourself off.
Yes. Greetings. This
greetings.
Is Brother Tariq.
Brother Tariq.
Hey, my brother.
Hello.
Yeah, so everything is cool. I was just coming from the garden, here in L.A. and visiting my associate's mom, who has this beautiful backyard that I put this garden in. And, you know, and I was listening in there to Brother Ray, with the rundown with what he has, but you know, I am not for no more marching and praying and I mean, y'all can pray all you want, but I'm for some action, and I'm for the kind of action that was given us as a remedy when they took our gold and silver coins from us, all our ancestors' gold and silver coin they stole. So how do we get it back, and what do we do? We can pray and play the drums and do all the great spiritual things that we've always done, because we are the people, the first on the earth, and we are the people of the Creator. which is, you know, from what I understand in Genesis, it says, God said, let us make man in our image. Let us make he them male and female, and they shall reign upon the earth. And so I'm looking at, we must have a powerhouse behind us that we've lasted all this time through all this craziness that these creatures have put upon us. And yet only a percentage of us, a small percentage, the ones that go to the Rockefeller and all the so-called DLAC colleges and institutions that they put this color in on us as if we're painted folk. Because there's certainly no place on the earth called BLAC. And since that word means and comes from BLEAC, bleached, I don't think that describes us very well unless we're using skin cream trying to bleach our skin. So, and I think that's going on three in other places. But my thing is this, okay, five people who know the deal, who know the power of acceptance, okay, there's a course that's available. And, I mean, not only is there a plan, but this is a proven system to remove these creatures from their positions based upon what they do or do not do, okay, mostly do not do. So they intentionally acquiesce and intentionally do not respond as they must by law. And according to law, they must respond within 72 hours to anything we send to them, okay? Now, yes, it takes 30 days, 60 days, 90 days even. But I guarantee you that if we do this process that's available to us, there is no way they can even, I mean, they just can't, they'll be on the first planes, boats, and trains out the hell out of here, because this process flips the script and puts the onus upon them to respond to us, all us, we who are in charge, right? Are we not in charge, or are we in charge, or are we not in charge?
Well, we're supposed to be, but Brother Tyreek, I appreciate the work that y'all are doing, but no, what we're concentrating on is the drums and doing a still battle. But, you know, we appreciate the work that you're doing and, you know, and everyone that is working with you.
Well, you know, let me also, Brother Tyreek, you're absolutely right that there are laws and there's a way to go through the law to address these issues. And I agree with what you're saying. There's no question about that. But I also say that we have a lawless people who are running this country. And they've been lawless since they got here. Those laws that we, before they got here and in place, the laws you're talking about, they've been ignoring them. They're going to continue to ignore them. They use our brute force, control us. They poison our food, our water. And we need to deal with that. We need to deal with the fact that Monsanto, a Nazi German company, runs our Food and Drug Administration. We need to deal with that, but we're not. And
well,
I agree with
how
you.
How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? We cannot. I'm going to tell you this, brother. I respect you and everything, but let me tell you. You can beat the drums and you can sing and carry on and pray all you want, but these creatures, they definitely do not respond to that. They respond to a bill. They respond to pressure that they expose themselves if they answer. And if they don't answer, they expose themselves and they're committing felonies, these people, in our face. And all we have to do is let them be, let those felonies be known to the public, which is the process that we're using, which is so spiritual. You can't get more spiritual than this.
I don't have a problem with that at all, Tariq. I really don't. But what I'm saying to you is they don't care nothing about that.
Let me tell you how much they do. They do because I have done it. So I'm not just sitting here whooping, selling whoop tickets. I'm telling you what works, what has worked for me, what is working still. And I just found out here recently, and from of all people, an attorney, she told me that all those charges they put on me, guess what? They go back on them. And so now the situation is reversed. And this is what I'm telling you. We reverse the situation and put ourselves in charge. We are the underwriters of the record. We are the insurance. We are the money. We are the entire package. And they are using us, as you described, and this is how we stop them from doing it. It's so beautiful, and it works every time.
Okay, so it's worked for you. And what was the result? How did you benefit from what you did, and how did it benefit the people?
How did it benefit me? I'm sitting here talking to you, sir. How long have I been on the air with both you and Antoinette?
About a year or two?
Yeah. But that doesn't answer my question.
Several years, actually. But I was incarcerated for 15 days on a massive, stupid bunch of charges like they love to throw at upon us, and their entire fake case that they put through together, and it wasn't even the DA's office. It was the Attorney General's office of the state of California. So if I'm sitting here talking to you and they did all of that and went through all of that to try to get to me, and I'm sitting here talking to you, whatever I did must have worked, not only for me, but it works for everybody who's using it. And
now,
that's a fact, junk. And you can verify it anytime you want. I got the proof, I can show you. You can see the documents. You can see the minute orders from the court where it says dismiss, 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 all the way down to the last one.
But I agree. I understand what you're saying. I agree with you. But again, in Los Angeles, California, right now, you've got thousands of black people on the street. And not only black people, other people on the street with nowhere to go, and a government that doesn't give one kitty about whether they're out there or not. And I'm saying, how would that improve the condition of the people? That's what I'm asking you. How does that improve?
That improves the condition of the people so that the people can come together and put these people out of business and get the ones into offices that will do what they say they're going to do. And the process to do this is a full course on how to do it. It's been used since 2006. It has worked for many thousands of people around the country and continues to work to this day. It is our remedy. Whether or not you think it's something, it does not matter. I'm telling you, it has worked. It works, and it will continue to work if you use it. Otherwise, you're going to lose it, and you're going to have a worse situation than you had before with these Nazis, because they are still here, and they're over there, and they're all around.
But what you're saying is that somebody has to arrest them after you've used this process. And what I'm saying to you is those who have the responsibility to arrest them haven't done it since they've been here and in control. They have not protected the people, and they certainly haven't protected the
You're giving
people.
Them too much credit, bro. You're giving them too much credit, man. I'm trying to tell you, you're giving them too much credit. If if one of theirs wrote in their chronicle, wherever we went west of the Mississippi, we found the spiral-haired people in charge,
see,
not the string-haired people.
If that's the truth, what happened? We have not taught the people that. They don't know that. The people don't know what we're talking about. Okay?
It's in their book.
If it's working, then people should be doing it. They should be doing it. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm saying it should be done.
I got people doing it out here. Yeah. And anybody can sit down and do it.
Are they afraid to call in to talk to people about what they're doing and how it's working for them?
Are we only hearing from one person?
Can we hear others who are saying, yes, it works? And more people will begin to understand that,
If you have that broad of an audience, I'm sure you will. I mean, if you think this is only me talking, then I'm wasting my time, bro. Because if that were the case, I would have long since been gone.
Get some of those people that have worked this process, and let them talk to the people. Let them say something. Okay, yeah, Brother Tariq is right, and here's what happened to me. That's all. We got to do something, and we got to do it quickly. We don't have time now, and it's been proven. We're being kicked out all over the country, kicked out of our cities, our homes, foreclosing on our properties, and it's all done by the same people.
Just like in the 30s, right?
Follow the money, you
just
find
like in the
30s. They're spraying us every day in chemicals in the air. They're putting it in our food and in our water. All these chemicals, these fluoride and these chemicals in our food and supplies. They're injecting it in these hospitals. Come on, man. We gotta do something. We can't keep talking about something that we have.
What you gonna do about all that then, Ray? What you gonna do, man? Come on, tell me what you're doing. What you gonna do?
What I say first, we have to use spiritual means to awaken the minds of the people.
We've been there. We did all that in the civil rights era. Had us out there pledging our entire estate to the state and don't even know it. Talking about registering to vote when you're supposed to be the elector, not the voter. You're supposed to be the elector, not the voter.
Yes, but you were voting for a corporation. You were not voting for the people. Dick Gregory told us
in 1967, these elections are not even happening. They're controlled out of New York and the county place.
We didn't follow him. I was with him when he said that. So we didn't follow that. The voting thing
is what got us into all this nonsense for all these years. Instead of becoming the electors like we're supposed to be, and in a Republican form of government that is supposed to be guaranteed us in the Constitution that our people wrote, and we don't even accept that. We don't even know half of that. We don't even know that John Hanson was a mover.
We did all the things you're talking about. This was a Republican form of government. We did it right until the Dictocrats took over the Democratic Party, and then they took over the Republican Party. And now they're running the country. The same old Dixiecrats the Civil War was fought over. And if we don't know that, then, yeah, you're right.
Who are these Dixiecrats running your country?
They've been running your country since they took it over.
Spell it out to whom, man. I want to know who. Because, see, if we're in a corporate society, which we are, and we're actually under mind control. That's what the word government means, mind control. If you go look up the etymology of the word government, you're going to see it means mind control. And that's what our main problem is. And the way to get out of being a mind control is to know thyself. Our ancestors taught us that ages ago. And know thyself means much more than
that's exactly what we've been trying to do today. We're trying to educate our people to know who we are. We are the first man. We're the first ones on this planet. And we've allowed these people to come in and take over our land and take over our governments and have changed the laws to suit themselves. We need to know these things, okay? Now, we say they're in control of the government. If what we're saying, what you're saying right now was real, then they would have been arrested who've been doing these things because you, like you said, you've been doing it. And others have been doing it.
No, bro. They're just going to jump out and arrest people because Brother Tariq said so. Man, come on, Brother Ray, don't do that to me, man. This thing has been ongoing for decades. I'm trying to tell you, this is being used for decades, man. Come on, man, don't do that.
Tariq, you're creating something that we didn't come here for. We came here for some solutions to our issues, okay? And we're not trying to debate whether your issue is right. What I'm saying to you is if yours is right, do it. Do it, okay? Go ahead and do it and make it happen. That's all we're saying to you.
I'm doing it.
All right, good. Good for you.
So, you know what?
But just do it, man. Do what you do. And that's all. We're doing what we do. Okay? We're organizing. I'm not trying to debate whether yours is right or wrong. If you're doing it, do it. Prove it and let us work. Let it work that way. So, you know, we're not here to discuss this thing for whether you're right or I'm wrong or anything like that. We got to do something. We can't sit back and keep talking about the problem. We got to have solutions. If that's the solution,
I'm not talking about the problem, brother. I'm giving you a solution and you're not listening. I'm giving you a solution and you're telling me that my solution is mine and all this kind of stuff. The solution is clear, bro. Very clear.
All I'm saying to you, Tariq,
I sent you the court. I've explained it to you. I've shown it to you. And yet you're talking about it as if it's just something that's out here for nothing, man. But, hey, never mind, bro. Keep on keeping on, bro.
Peace. Okay, excuse me, y'all. Okay, we're going to take a musical break for a moment.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they're feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. So we're terrorizing our old folks, and we brought fear into our homes, and they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song she's your African queen, and on the next one she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Brother Ray, we're back and we're standing on our square, and that's on using the drumming and doing a spiritual battle, and anything else that other people choose to do, you know, we're not trying to stop them, we're not trying to intervene in their work, but, you know, we're doing ours spiritually, and we're doing ours around the world.
Yes, and I really appreciate this opportunity to share, and I hope that others will call in and give us, you know, their understanding of ideas about what we can do, you know. And like I said to this gentleman, do it. Whatever you're doing, if it works, it works. I'm happy with it. But don't try to force me to do what you're trying to do. Do it. You know, we're doing what we believe. Okay, and if we don't have the same belief, no problem, brother. Do your thing. You know, do your thing, whatever it is. But do something. You know, do something. It's time for us to stop sitting back and verbalizing on what's happening. But we got to do something. We got to stand up and make some moves, you know. So if he's doing that, wonderful. If not, I ain't got time to argue about stuff. I'm sorry he had that much time, but, you know, we got to get ourselves together, people. And
work on it.
And whatever it is, you know, everybody had a different way of getting out of this mess we find ourselves in. No matter what your religion or your belief system is, you have to face the same demon that's destroying everything and everybody. So, you know, until we come together and put our plan together. Now, we have plans for those who want to listen to what we're talking about. We have plans to develop communities. We have plans of what we're calling a black family plan for survival. Okay, we have all of this in place and writing. We got a farm plan for the farmers and how to get the food into black communities. But we got to put it all together, organized to the point where we can defend what we're doing. Everything we have said, that I have said, I've attempted to do. We had farmers coming into Miami, to the black community, bringing their farms from black farms in Georgia and Florida, bringing their produce into our communities, and selling them on the corners to the people at reasonable prices. Their cars, their trucks got shot up on their way down when these white folks decided to stop them from coming down because it was going to work. our people didn't have to go to their supermarkets because we had our own supermarket coming in on the week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You could go and buy your food, your fresh vegetables, your fresh meats, or whatever, from the farm in Georgia. And we had it going on. But, you know, again, when the shooting started on the other side, people backed off. The trucks couldn't come any longer, so we tried to get the farmers here in the state of Florida to do it, but they wouldn't do it. I'm sorry to tell you that. I went throughout. You know, we got great farmers down south in Dade County, down homestead areas. Big farmers down there, tomato farmers, and they had all kind of veggies down there growing, but they wouldn't do it. They, you know, for some reason. But again, we didn't have a plan of action to address these issues that we had to face, because we could have forced them to do it if we organized ourselves. But we're not organized, and what has happened to us is we've allowed the enemy to organize in what he calls a county government or a city government that does nothing for the people, the masses of the people. He will hire a few and give them some money and some, and they do whatever they're told. And then we're sitting back accepting that. Okay? We accept it from our ministers, from our preachers. We accept it from our elected officials. They are not representing the people. This is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not of the corporation by the corporation. And that's what we're dealing with. You know, so we got to really organize ourselves, people, and make what we need to happen for us. They're taking care of these people in control are taking care of their people. They're getting free money and all, everything you can think of. They got a bunch of Ethiopians here, down here where I am in North Miami. And they got brand new cars and brand new apartments. And, I mean, they're just having a ball. Got plenty of money. And my little brother's out here looking for a job. You got a brother sitting up under the tree. They say, well, they don't. It's all they want to do. Give me a break. It's all they can do. It's all they've been organized to do. It's all they've been pressured to do. And we can stop it if we organize ourselves and not allow it. You got to look at Django. See that movie again. You got to stand up. I'm not suggesting that you have to kill anybody, but you do have to defend yourself. And there's a way to stop them from doing what was going on in that day. You just don't buy what they're selling. Don't buy their product. If that means the gas companies won't give you a gas station that you own, your own people own in your own community, then don't buy their gas. We did it with Citgo, just the gas station we use. We asked everybody to buy Citgo gas and do not buy these others. Don't buy Shell. Don't buy Mobil. Don't buy Exxon. It worked, and it'll work again, but we're not organized now to address it. I was able to do that then because we hit them when they didn't expect us. Okay, yes, it took a march to wake the people. We marched through the black community, and we said to them, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Just stop buying. Stop enriching the people who are oppressing you. Okay? Hold your money. You know, there are ways to deal with these issues. But we don't want to hear that. We want to go through a system that ain't working. And all I'm saying, if you got something that's working, then let me hear it. Let us hear it. Let's do it. I'll support it if it's working. That's the way I feel about it. That's my attitude.
Yes, I agree. And anyone who has a question or a comment, if you press 1, I will be happy to open up your mind. But I agree, Brother Ray. We're in a battle, and even though it seems like it's physical, it's not, because these are demons that are controlling the things that are going on here. And
absolutely.
You know, you can't fight a demon on the physical level. You can only fight a demon on a natural level, on a supernatural level. Because
spiritual,
you have to recognize that people are being demonically controlled. And in order to get them demons from them, you have to bind the devil. And the only way that he can really be defeated, and that's only in the spirit, because he won't be defeated in using your natural self, using your natural resources. You know, he's scared of your spiritual resources. He's scared of your spiritual fight. Put a stop to him.
Well, you know, like I said, for those who believe, you know, just do this. You know, do what you believe. You know, if there's another way, do it, whatever it is. But we got to do something, y'all. We have to do something. We can no longer act as if this government is for us. You know, I listen to a lot of shows. And what I'm hearing, I heard today from a very prominent person, they're talking about the government, talking about Republicans and Democrats. Those are not our, neither one of them have our answers. Only we have our answers. And I keep saying, if we're the problem, we're the solution. And until we come together and organize ourselves and begin to do what is going to free us from this craziness that's going on, you know, it's clear that we are not, these people do not like us, do not want us. They've been murdering us forever. They've poisoned, they treat us like dogs in this country. And in the world today, it's happening all over. It's happening in Africa. You know, they were talking about this show I was listening to today. Was talking about the United States and the work that it was doing with NATO. Well, NATO is a Nazi-controlled entity. It's a demon-controlled entity. It does not have a thing to do with justice, and they're in every country based on the United Nations, so they say. And until the people of goodwill, whatever color they are, whatever religion they have or they believe in, until they stand up for what is just and right for all mankind, you know, but why is it that in every nation it's the black people who are left out and locked out of those people who take over our governments, as is happening right now in Africa, where they're taking over Africa, the Chinese are there taking it over. The Europeans have been there. The French, we had to fight the French in Cote d'Ivoire, been fighting. They took Cote d'Ivoire over, and we sit back and we did not organize. You know, we still tried to respond politically. You cannot beat this war. You cannot fight this demon with politics. You got to organize yourself. Africa is the richest continent on the planet. Why are they broke? Why they don't have money? Why they got to come to the United States and England and all these other European nations? Why? Well, because they have not organized themselves to address it. And these people go in, smile on them, give the leaders some money, and take over their countries. They come in with their guns. Yeah. Same thing they did here on this side. They came in with their guns. The people offered them help and asked them to come live with us. They came and killed them and took the land. That's what it is. They know all the way to look at it, in my opinion. You know, so we just got to wake up, people. Wake up.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So I guess there are no answers, no callers, and no questions, and no amen.
Nobody has their hand up. Everyone's listening.
Well, I hope they're listening. But if they don't want to participate,
everyone's silent today.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we haven't struck a chord for them, you know. And I know people are afraid. They're really afraid of what's going on, what the government is doing with the news. And I will say this. The same people who are controlling this country control every news media that we have. They control the TV, the radio, the newspapers. And the only thing they cannot control is this Internet. I'm sorry. They do control the Internet. But they cannot control what we say on these blogs. And you have to listen. And if you hear something that you agree with, you know, move on it. If you don't like it, that's one thing. But you got to do something, people. You cannot continue to sit back and think that the government is going to take care of it. They're not. They're part of the problem. And I don't care who it is, Joe Biden, the Democrats, or the Republicans, the same people doing the same thing they've always done. It has never been different.
Yes, that's so true.
In America. Okay. And if you want to talk about that or debate that, come on with it. You know, but don't tell me you're going to go to them with their laws and try to make them leave office because of the law. They don't care about no law. They never have, and they never will.
They don't honor their own treaties. They do not honor their treaties.
They don't honor their word. They don't have a word.
No.
They're wicked people. You know, and I know when I say what I say, I know it angers some people. But, you know, when you gonna wake up? When you got the gas chamber up the street here? When they start herding you up to the And since the Chrome Detention Center?
The guillotine, yes.
Yeah, and they're building all these things with your money, your tax money that they refuse to give you. You're still putting your money in banks that refuse to give you a mortgage, and they have your money. They're getting free money from your Fed, which in my opinion, is part of the problem, a big part of the problem. It's the same people doing the same thing, follow the money.
Yes. And that's
follow the money.
So
you tell me where you just got to open your own bank. So if you go open your own bank with their rules and their laws, you're not going to get a thing out of that because you're going to have to follow what they tell you to do. You don't see the Chinese. The Chinese got their own banks. Okay?
Yeah.
Chinese have their own, and others do as well. The other nations, they're helping their people. They're building for their people, not this country. They're trying to destroy the original people here. They're trying to destroy the original people on the planet. But I just believe that there is a God who ranks above. I do believe that. And I believe that if we petition him, we pray and we call on him, if enough of us do it, it will happen. Okay, it will happen. So, you know, I choose your weapons and use them. I say prayer. I say unity. I say organization. You're free. What you going to do with it? You going to wait till they enslave you to the point where you can't do anything? You can do something now, and you can stand up now.
Yes. Boy, yeah, I mean, with all the things that we're facing now, you know, with what looks like is going to be another World War III, well, not another one, but they're trying to bring that on.
Well, they're trying to bring it on, but it ain't going to happen. Don't worry, it's not going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't believe the creator of the universe is going to allow that because these people would destroy the whole planet with their nuclear weapons. You know, they both have nuclear weapons, and one ain't going to let the other one take them over. So I don't believe it's going to happen. They don't have, and the United States, to be honest with you, does not have an army anymore. You know, because they brought so many people into the country and tried to indoctrinate them against their beliefs, their belief system. A lot of the people who come to this country are not as racist as the people who run this country. A lot of them are. They got a lot of Germans here. I was in a supermarket last year. I will never forget this. And I have my oldest brother is a Tuskegee Airman. And I have a T-shirt for him, and I'll be putting it up on our site. He's a Tuskegee Airman. Okay. He went into the Army Air Corps at 17 years old and, you know, became a pilot. And he's always teasing me about he couldn't drive a car, but he could fly a plane. So I had that T-shirt on, and I'm standing in the supermarket line, and the guy was looking at the T-shirt in front of me, and he was very friendly, and I'm always friendly to everybody. And he says, "Is that you?" I said, "No, because my brother and I look a lot alike." He says, "Is that you?" I said, "No, that's my brother. He was a Tuskegee Airman." He said, "Oh," and I said, "Hey, oh, that's nice." I said, "Yeah, if it wasn't for the Tuskegee Airmen, we'd probably be speaking German right now."
Yeah.
He laughed.
Yeah.
And he said, "I am German." I said, "Whoa."
Oh, my.
I am German. But he was right. They're already here. They've been here.
Yeah.
Some of them have been converted, and some of them have not. They've been here.
Yeah,
when I
true.
Did, when I demonstrated at the, yeah, when I demonstrated at the University of Miami, they tried to shut us down, and one of the broadcasters was German, and he tried to combat what we were saying. You know, what we were saying, well, why would you have South Africans on this campus free, and you got black people around here, or you got Americans around here who can't even get into the schools, you know, and your school is really white, and it was, and it is, okay? So we just have to organize ourselves to the point where we know we can change this stuff. But we just got to do it. We got to come together. Now, if you all want, who are interested, who are listening, you really want to do something about us, please text us at 786-389-3900. 786-389-3274. That's 786-389-3274. And we're organizing it so that we will have this information that we have. You'll be able to get it. We just need your support. We need just some donations to get this thing done. It takes money to do anything, people. Anything that you
yes,
do,
it does.
It takes money to do it. And as I look at like I said, I've been here since in Miami since 1978. When they had the Cuban invasion is what I call it. They called it the Mariel boat lift, but it was an invasion. And they brought them here, and they were brought here by this government. I challenged the Chamber of Commerce president at that time because they have a great part in this, running this government in this country, because they're corporations. And I challenged them, and I asked them, how come the Cubans can get loans and grants and businesses, and we can't? And he said to me, well, they are businessmen. And I, that's the biggest lie I was told. They are businessmen because mm-hmm. you're making them businessmen. You brought them in, you trained them, you gave them free money, and you set them up in businesses, and you bought the white businesses to put them in and gave them the business. That's what you did. And I said that on mm-hmm. one of the shows here, one of the white stations, and the white folk got very upset and started challenging me. But then a white man called in from Palm Beach, and never forget it. He said, this guy is absolutely right. He said, I had a business down on Southwest 8th Street. He said, the government paid me three times what my business was worth. He said, I'm living like a king up in Palm Beach County right now. And this was mm-hmm. back in you know, the 80s when he said that. So,
yeah.
You know, we just have to know these things and then know how to address them. But we can't act like they didn't happen or they're not happening. It's happening right now in your town. They're bringing these Afghans in. They're putting them in place. They're giving them free money. They're getting them businesses. And we're going right in there spending our money with them, enriching them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not against anything, but we need to enrich ourselves. We're the ones who are under the gun here in this country. We're the ones who are being left out and locked out. And it's on us to do something about it. So, you know, I don't like being angry or sounding angry, but I'm tired of sitting back looking at this stuff and acting like dunces or idiots and can't do anything about our own condition. What are we going to do? I mean, what can we do? We can stop spending our money. We can start spending it yeah. with each other. We build our own communities. We can buy from one another. We can organize our own schools and teach the truth to our children instead of letting them teach all these lies they're teaching in these public schools. And putting all this homosexuality on our kids, we're sitting back and allowing it. We know it's wrong, you know.
Yeah.
And you're trying to pit us against our brothers and sisters because they are misguided as far as that homosexuality is concerned. But we cannot allow them to teach it in our school systems that we pay for. So if we're going to pay for it, let's pay for our own schools. Let's teach our children the truth about themselves so they'll know who we are. Okay. And we're not yep. doing that. And I'm saying it's time to do that. And if the two fits, wear it. I'm sorry, brothers. If y'all twisted up about who you are and your gender, then that's on you. That's between you and God. I ain't got nothing to do with that. And the same thing for women. If that's what your thing is, then that's between you and God. You deal with him on that, not with us. We're trying to free our yep. people from all this attacks on our children and our people.
Yes, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Rice.
Yeah, I was just saying we don't have any leadership among our people now because everybody's trying to get a dollar from the system.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, y'all.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio. radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
When Ariel Sharon said, "I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress," it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop?
Can
they tell her with the truth?
No, no, no.
Are you ever gonna stop?
Would
you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live? I know you've seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you paid all of your dues. I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonized your marijuana and prescribed your seed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I hit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet theory. All the spectacle caliber, no doubt about it. I'm sincerely give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you're living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. Poor on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind. Man, it's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
We got the new electronic voting machines in place. What the hell are you gonna do to us, huh? We got cops with machine guns and black ski masks. And you've got your little national ID cards.
Put a chip in you, imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master in the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games, cause the game's fixed. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type.
Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hell bent on bringing you their new world order with them.
Hitler's dream come to pass.
Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they're offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said, "Pull up." Liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9/11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they committing, that's draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money system's Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick, they've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass.
Tell you tonight.
In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin. Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
Okay, well, we're back. I'm back. Brother Ray's mind keeps dropping. But as the song says, you know, Hitler's dreams came true, and Brother Ray was talking about how the Germans were here and how they're taking over and they're doing things to us. And, you know, when you listen to the song, you can hear that, you know, Hitler's dream has came true, you know, that it's here. And, you know, so the whole thing is, you know, what are we going to do? And that's what the drum call is. That's what the drum call is for. That's what, you know, the plan of the drums. That's what that is for. I'm going to play something else and try to get Dry Bones back. Let me find something mellow. But if anybody has a question or a comment, if you press the number one, I can let you in. Do this. Lost it that quick.
If I can sell you the American dream, I can sell you anything. I got to get out, I'm getting put out of my house. I got to pack up my refrigerator and couch. It's a setup, but the bank wants me out. Or the LAPD will smoke me out. This adjustable rate, it choked me out. They gave me a loan and I had no clout. They gave me a house for me and my spouse. Called my mama and my aunt, y'all should refinance. I let them dance with the devil, dig their own grave, and I gave them the shovel. Fuck, my daddy built that house, and when he got drunk, he almost killed that house. Is this American dream or the American scheme that got me walking these American streets? It's kinda sad when you have to get a hernia, 'cause you helped your grandmama move furniture. If I could sell you the American dream, I could sell you.
Okay, Brother Ray, you with me?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, good. We got you. Okay. So, back to how Hitler's dream has came true. That was the song that I played by Payday. And I love Payday, but I disagree when he said that there's nothing that we can do because we're doing the drumming and we're combating Satan's dream, Hitler's dream with the drums. A spiritual battle.
Well, they know it works, and the reason they know it works because they outlawed the drum in Haiti when the Haitian brothers used it and ran the French up out of there. Now we got to use it again. They outlawed it, but we just their law, not ours. And that's what I keep telling people. We're trying to go by their laws. We can't go by their laws. We have to go by our laws, and those are God's laws. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, that's the law we have to follow. And we know those laws.
Yes.
We just bow down to this demon, this enemy. And he thinks he's in control, but he's not. Thinks he's going to control us, but he ain't. So y'all got to wake up, people. You got to wake up and assert yourself. You know, they can't own everything and run everything, control everything, what you say and what you do. You know, and we got to know that that's what it is. And it ain't about black and white. It's wrong and right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. Let's work together, people, those who believe in justice and the truth, and do it. And don't be afraid. And don't allow this enemy to divide us. Because that's what he's doing right now as we speak. They're trying to divide us and keep us from working together.
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely true. That is so, so true. And the people that you're trying to work for, because we're all in this together, you know, so it's, you know, we have to come on one accord and, you know, work. I mean, but you work with who's willing to work with you, and, you know, who's not, then, you know, you just step aside and, you know, let them do their thing and, you know, you do what you do. And what we do is
like I said, again, like I said, if you're interested in going working with us on what we're doing, you can call us at 786-389-3274. And we do have a Cash App. It's $ Raymond Fauntroy, F-A-U-N. It's F like Frank, A-U-N like Nancy, T like Thomas, R-O-Y. Help us do what we have to do. And I was about to say to you before we went on the break that my Cuban brothers and sisters who came were they didn't allow the melanated Cuban brothers and sisters to come, and they were just as racist in Cuba towards them, and they were the ones who came out of the hills with Castro to run the mafioso white boys out of their country, and they did it, and they brought them here, and they enriched them. They came with money, and they gave them money, and they're in control today, you know, and the only reason they're able to do that is because we're not organized. We haven't done what we're supposed to do, you know, and that, as far as the politics is concerned, we must organize and teach the children the truth. If they know the truth, they're going to do the right thing. But when you keep teaching them lies about George Washington and teaching all these lies they're telling our people, and we don't teach them anything about nutrition or health. We send them to McDonald's and Burger King, and we send them this sour milk and all the poisons that they put in on us and tell us it's healthy for us because they control the media. They control everything. So they lie to us, and we go for it. So, you know, you gotta have the truth, and you got to stand up. And I know what I'm doing, and I don't have a problem with doing it. I'm not afraid to speak the truth. I know what the consequences can and will be. I don't have a problem with that. The problem is that I got grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I got people that I'm concerned about that I want to see have a decent life. They ain't going to have one if we don't stand up in this generation. You know, if we don't do what we're supposed to do right now, this next generation and the generation that follows them will not be here. They will all be slaves to this wicked and rotten system.
Yes, that is so true.
And act like it ain't happening if you want. You know, and I say a failure to cry against iniquity is iniquity. We're just as bad as the people who do it to us when we do nothing about it. I'm sorry to be sounding angry, but I am. I'm just tired of all of the games that are played and all of the crap that goes on around us as we try to free ourselves from this ignorance. So free our minds. That's what we're in faith. In the mind right now.
Yes, that is so, so true. I mean, it's not going to work if free themselves. And there's a way to do it, and there's a way to, you know, where you can be put in cages, and I, for one, do not want to be put in anybody's cage.
Well, we're already in a cage. We're locked into the system. You come around, you have to just take a look around in your community, and you can see it. It's right in your face. You're scared to walk the streets at night because of the ignorance of the people. The cops are cheating. The white cops are cheating you like you're a criminal, and all you're doing is walking the street or driving your car. You know, young people don't stand a chance out there. You know, we sit back. We act like we have no power. So they're bringing all these European white boys in and putting them in police uniforms and controlling the population. Hell, enough of that is enough.
Yeah.
So our organization is the African American National United Foundation. Enough is enough. A-A-N-U-F.
Yes.
Enough is enough. And we're organizing to address these things. And we will be addressing it. So just, you know, keep up with us. Do the phone thing till I get set up so that you'll be able to listen and see what we're doing. And we'll be able to send you the information that we need you to have. We'll be able to send out the Black Family Plan that we have. And we'll be able to send out the farmers plan that we have. And we'll be able to go and organize ourselves. There's a conference going in Ethiopia this year. And I'm supposed to go, but again, if we don't get some support, I will not be going. It's just like when Mandela invited me to South Africa for that conference. It was the community that sent me there. And I was there for 2 weeks. And I got a chance to meet many of my African brothers and sisters up in the bush and out in among the people. And, you know, I have footage of that. I have videos of that. And, you know, the dialogue with many of them and some of the things that they were experiencing then. But we could not get things done because we did not have real leadership here. Matter of fact, I was a president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, but the battle that I had was with the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Mr. So we have to understand that our organizations have been infiltrated. We don't have an organization that, or at least it hasn't shown its face. The NAACP was founded by Jewish people, and they are controlling that. And the Urban League is founded by Jewish people. When are we going to found our own organization and do for ourselves? When are we going to do that? We haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
We got all this money. We got all these entertainers and football and baseball, sports entities. All of them are on their soul to the system. Because that's where their money comes from. But you think they would share it with those of us who are here fighting every day to try to make it a better way for our young people? No, they ignore us. Michael Jackson was the last one who reached out to me and said he's going to support this organization and what we were doing then. He reached out and we were tricked, not by him, but by the people who were his bag man. I could call his name, but I'm going to leave it like that. But he looked like us on TV and radio right now. So, you know, we don't know these things, and so we don't organize ourselves to address them. But now you know it, what you going to do? You know, we have to know that something ain't right. We have to know that everybody comes to this country gets in front of us. Because it's the people who are controlling the country that's putting them in front of us. Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
You got to wake up. You got to wake up and stop going for all of this stuff and organize. And that's all the world is waiting for. The world waits for black men in America to take a stand. The African people that I speak with on the continent, when y'all going to make a move? See, and this is a spiritual thing. This ain't no violence. Fighting stuff. We can't win that war. We know that. They're trying to goad us into doing it, but no, we're smarter than that. But I say when they come to your door and start knocking on your door with their guns and they can get an answer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, folks, we're going to close out in 15 minutes. So if you have a question or a comment, now we can take it now while we're still on. And if not, Brother Ray, we can close out early tonight.
Yes, we can, and I don't have a problem with it. Yes, we have to. If people are not interested in what we're saying or what we're doing, let's keep moving. But we'll find out how it works out later. You know, some of them will call, some won't. And if they're interested into standing up, they'll call. They want to continue down the road to keep going as a people, then they won't.
Yes, and again, I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
I was going to say you've done a marvelous job, and I appreciate you. Thank you for inviting me in and allowing me to speak the way I've spoken and say the things I've said.
Oh, always, Brother Ray, always. I believe in what you're doing, you know, and that's the reason why I'm a part of it, because I believe in it. And, y'all, you know, to help Brother Ray with his work so that he's able to travel to, you know, to do these different things that need to be done for the Coalition for the Drumming. His Cash App is $RaymondFontroy. And that's Fontroid is FAUNTROY. And again, that's $RaymondFontroy. So send him a donation. You know, if it's, you know, for a gallon of gas, you know, $5, you know, I mean, because everything helps. And, you know, it costs to, you know, go across town to, you know, to look in the different records and, you know, everything else that he's doing, it takes, you know, it takes money. So, you know, donate what you can. All donations are appreciated, but let's give our brother a love offering.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Sister Antoinette. We've got a big road ahead of us, and
yes, we do.
And it's on us. So I look to the hill. I look to God for our help. And I hope that if God speaks to you, that you will follow through. You know, we support everything that we're asked to support, and most of them don't really help us. We support the church, and we should, but we need to follow the money and find out where our money is going, how is it benefiting our people. And when we do that, some of these preachers will start doing what's right by the people. And some of them are doing the good things and right things by the people. But a lot of them just don't understand the intricacies of politics. And we still believe in a political system that has done nothing but oppress us. So, you know, and I know that sounds different because I'm one of those who registered so many people. I registered over 10,000 people here in Miami. And that was a phenomenon. But I finally realized that that was not our answer. That is not our answer. We're in the majority, and we're still suffering like mad. Everybody else is shooting right on past it.
But it's truly unfortunate, you know. But, you know, it's something that we have allowed to happen.
Yeah, but we allow that, we can stop it. So, but it's going to be difficult now because it's brought so many people in the country who will work for anything. They'll take any job, and they are grateful to be here.
Yeah.
And have no understanding of who paved the way. Just like our young people, they don't have a clue as to who made it possible for them to have a job in this system. They don't know.
Yeah.
Because they've not been told. But we got to tell them. We got to show them.
Yeah. I mean, I think what it is that, you know, I remember my mother has said that, you know, we sang so much, we have overcome, that we feel as though that we're too picky, too choicy about, you know, jobs. You know, oh, you know, that's beneath us and we won't do it. So then they have, you know, other people that come in and they've done it. And they've succeeded where they're able to take the jobs that, you know, we thought that we wanted and that we deserved, and they're able to walk in and get them because they took the jobs that we felt as though that what we weren't good enough for.
Well,
that we were too good for.
You got to understand one thing about that, and that is that the people who control this country went into those countries and recruited those people. They trained them. They put them in schools to speak English, and they train them for the jobs that they want. And they brought them in to get rid of us because we've been here long enough that we know them. We're the only people who know these people. We know them.
Yeah.
We know who they are. Okay? So they bring in people there now who don't know. They just think America's the greatest thing that ever happened. And they're free, so they think. Okay, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's better than a lot of their country, you know, from what they came
from. Yeah, and I'm saying that because we can't be mad with them. We got to deal with the people who did this to us. These people didn't do this to us. They're victims just like we are of this wicked and rotten system.
Yes.
And if you think you have, if you think you got it made, just hold on, bro. If you think you're lonely now, what my boy say, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl.
Yeah.
You wait till the thing. Oh, boy. And the last thing that I'm going to say is this. They have always controlled our music. They controlled it because we're alive. Okay? And now they're controlling it to the point where they're playing garbage music on so-called black formatted stations. All you can hear is all this garbage music and crazy rap. You know, all the ridiculous stuff. and they cut off all of the jazz stations that have good soothing music. You got to pay for all that. And that's the same people doing the same thing. They're making money off the misery of the people, and we're going for it because we think it's, you know, it's good. It tastes good, sounds good, you know, and yeah. We're going for it. So keep going for it, y'all. You're going to wake up one day.
Yeah, that is so, so true. Yeah. That is so,
all right,
so
Antoinette.
True.
I'm going to let you slide, sweetie. I thought we had some real participation tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to get y'all if you have a question or a comment. If you press the number one, I'll open up your line. If not, then we can say goodnight to y'all.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you all. And enjoy your weekend. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. And have a good weekend, y'all. Thank you for being with us.
America, land.